This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. We are very blessed, grateful, whatever, what have you, that to have Rosalind Ewan in the studio with us right now. Hello, Rosalind.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
So
we were talking about songwriting before,
yes.
And I can see, look, a lot of things you just wanted to go, okay, yeah. This is what I really think. So what do you think of those tips about writing, a song? Do they work for you?
I don't know if there are, I guess, specific rules. I mean, even when I was starting out writing, I did read up on books and things like that, thinking, oh, yeah, I'll read up about it and see what other people's tips are. But really, I don't think they really help at all. I mean, there are no rules, I don't think, in terms of songwriting. Yes, I think it would be some people have different opinions about it.
Mm.
And I have a bit of sort of musical training. But a lot of it comes down to, you know, like you, I learn by ear. So just, yeah.
Do you think you have to, it's something that you have to learn from an early age? Like, for me, I always, talk about how I've never had anything to do with anything musical, mm-hmm. and that's why I'm, completely tone deaf and can't dance or anything like that, right? Is it something that you have to start early?
I don't think necessarily. I only started writing songs when I was about 18 or 19, which some people might say, well, that's, you know, quite late in the game when people are, you know, writing songs when they're like one or two or something like that.
Yeah, but I think Nikki Webster had a hit earlier.
Yeah. If you're not Nikki Webster, don't start. But I don't think that's the case at all. So I started quite late and but before then I did, I guess, do a bit of classical training, but I'm not sure whether that had sort of much impact on what my songs are currently like.
Now, we had a caller before, Paul Anthony, actually, wanted to know if there's a difference between putting pen to paper, writing a song that way, or, you know, queuing up like a Word document and tapping away on your computer keyboard.
I guess whatever works for you. For me, I'm definitely a pen and paper type of person, but, I've bought a lot of books which are sort of all nice and everything, but they don't work. I think you need to get a really sort of crappy piece of paper, paper, and write it, and that way you can sort of tear it up and you don't care, or edit and feel free to do that sort of thing. Because I think a lot of that is what happens. Like, you write a whole lot of things and then you end up filtering a lot of that out.
I mean, the way I write, I mean, I'm a bit of both, to be honest.
Mm.
I keep a notepad, and I completely agree with the pretty books. People have bought me really nice, cotton or something really fabric bound, lovely.
Yeah.
There's dried flowers pressed onto it. And expect me to write songs, and I just go, it's so pretty, I don't want to scribble.
Yeah.
I don't want to scratch out that line. So I go for the cheapo 50-cent notepad and I throw it in my bag. And there's been instances where literally in the middle of peak hour traffic, the car's moving inch by inch and I've written a whole song in that time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just the way it works.
That's the case as well. I mean, I definitely didn't agree with the 12 to 4. It's I don't think so. I mean, I think I've heard a lot of creative people work after midnight, and I'm afraid I'm one of them.
Yeah.
That I find, I mean, inspiration strike any time. I really don't think you can sort of schedule it in that way.
Mm.
But I suppose whatever works for you, really. It's really an individual thing.
Is there a particular place in your house or a particular room that you go for inspiration? Because I know I read an interview that Kelly Clarkson goes to this room that is pretty much pitch black, has one tiny window. It's like an attic. That's where she writes. So where's your writing place?
Well, in front of my piano, really. I find that probably the easiest way to write, where I've got the piano in front of me and I just, it's in my living room. But it's interesting that she plays where it's really dark. I prefer that as well, like where it's sort of really dark and I just can concentrate on the sounds and not get distracted.
So there's like, it's like you lock yourself away in a, like, cocoon?
it's probably, I guess sometimes. Well, I might turn off the lights and just, yeah, play a little bit and
play in the dark a little.
Play in the dark a little bit. Yeah,
it's good when you can't see the notes. You never know what comes out.
Exactly.
That might actually work for me.
Yeah, yeah. Give that a try, Jade. So, in 2005, you made your debut in the Melbourne music scene.
Mm-hmm.
What I always find very interesting about you is you actually set up your own label, your own indie label, and you know that's how you push your music out. I'm so interested in how you actually got the business side of things going, where you find the courage and the idea to actually, the impetus to push that out.
Well, I suppose I was doing that a lot anyway, as I guess an individual artist. I mean, most working musicians have to do that in terms of going out and they're trying to promote their own music without the assistance of, I guess, label support and things like that. So one day, I guess, I found this, like, I don't know what it was. It was almost like a playing card, but it's not really. It had a bird on it, mm-hmm. and it had the number 36 on it. And I thought, I'd be a really good sort of name, like, for a label. And so I thought, well, why not sort of just, you know, register my own business name and just, you know, go forth from there. So that's really how it started.
Did you have, like, a business background, or did you study that at school or uni, or?
No. No, nothing really like that. No, it's just, I mean, it's really just a business of, I guess, going out there and promoting my music. I have to say, I'm, I guess, a musician first, yeah, or a business person.
Do you find it difficult to sort of switch on and switch off in those two different roles?
Definitely. It's one of those things that, you know, like, I guess a lot of people, especially musicians, complain about, because they really sort of hate going out there and, you know, doing the business side, because it kind of conflicts with the artistic and creative aspects of what you're trying to do. But it's all really, I guess, a juggling, yeah, act, which is, I guess...
Is that what, yeah, you do between 12 and 4?
I sleep between 12 and 4.
Because your press releases and your actual, you know, your EP artworks and all that, they're gorgeous. So do
Thank you.
Do you design these? Do you type up your own press release? Is there Team Roz behind
all Team Roz. It's a mystery. I definitely didn't design the artwork. I'm quite visually challenged, actually. But I have, I guess, I have a lot of, I guess, friends, really, who, I guess, are extremely kind and patient with me. But, yeah, who, I guess, volunteered their time to help me out. But it helps to have very talented friends around you.
So it's sort of like a, almost like a community of, you know, let's say designers or, yeah, web people. Or,
absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I mean, especially, you know, when you're a university student and you like to hang out with different creatives and you find out there are photographers amongst your midst and writers and all sorts of things, and they're great.
Mm. I guess what I really like about, you've got like really, really good artwork and all that kind of stuff.
No one can see it.
Yeah, I know. If you go to Rosalind's website, which is RosalindUnyen.com, you can see it. Like, I love the website as well.
Thank you.
But it always reminds me of Dave. Always, when I bring in my CDs, he always says, "Jade, indie artists have so much better artwork than pop artists."
No, but really, you look at the last, I'm not picking on Kelly Clarkson, but you look at her recent album and you just go, oh, girl, really? Those colours? And then you look at something like, let's say, Rosalind's EP, which is Garden. That one's been out for a couple of years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's just been a couple of years.
Yeah, because I remember when this first came out, I had you on my other show on another station which shall not be named.
No, we're allowed to name it.
Yeah, they're like our sister station. Yeah. So yeah. But look, really, it's wonderful to see how this has all come together. And tell me, because for a lot of people, this will, you know, could be their first time listening to your, mm-hmm, music and all that. But for me, I felt like you've actually grown from the last EP. What's different between these three new songs and the collection you had with the last one?
I guess I wanted to achieve something different. I guess every time I sit down to do sort of like a project like that, I have a specific idea in mind. And so with the, I guess, the new songs that I have, I really wanted them to be upbeat, poppy, catchy and fun. And not that my other songs aren't fun, but I just, I guess, I had that in mind. And I guess I wanted them to be, I guess, less piano driven mm-hmm. as well, because now I've got, I guess, the support of a really awesome band.
Oh, okay. So you're moving away from Jade and trying to go Dave. Is that what it is?
Well, she's not getting out the electric synthesizer.
Not yet.
No, she's not Bertie Blackman.
I look forward to the all auto-tune album.
All auto-tune album.
But, it's, her own 808 and Heartbreak.
But, the experience of recording this is really different as well. With the first album or the first EP, that was done mostly in the studio. Mm-hmm. And the recent songs, I guess, they were done in the little room above the Foreign Theatre.
Oh.
And also at my drummer's house in Preston. And, and so it was a lot different in the way it was recorded. But either way, it was great experience going through that.
Is there a particular Australian artist that you would just dream to collaborate with or duet with?
Oh, God, that's really hard.
Anyone you'd like to maybe tour with or, you know, have open a show for you?
Well, I was listening to Vice 1, 2, 3, 4 and I was thinking song, Sally Shelton. Really, that would be an awesome collaboration.
But Jade, look, really, this is sort of Different Strokes music, because Jade and I often talk about this. I have very pop taste in music. You know, I love the Plastic Fantastics.
Yes.
That kind of stuff.
And you know them backwards, too.
Yeah, you're like, you know, earthy, barefoot and, you know, bar stools kind of a singer. But I think, you know, there are some indie artists that actually do literally come right in the middle and we can both appreciate. And I think you're one of those artists as well.
Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that.
No, that means that you get a lot more plays.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. We'll argue over whose like side of the playlist that we played on. Like, I noticed you trying to like steal my people.
Yeah, I try to steal Lenka. But in any case, look, do you have any other questions about her? Gee, this is like a chat meeting, isn't it, Jade? Intercom you. What have you got to say to Roz?
I was reading about how you say that your songs are about bitter ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And is that how you actually see the world?
Am I a bit of a twisted person?
Yeah, no. Like, is it a lot easier, right, to... Because I think a lot of sort of the artists that I relate to
mm-hmm.
seem to have that kind of bent. Is it easier to almost relate to that motion than it is to, like, the upbeat pop stuff, I guess?
I don't think necessarily. I mean, a lot of the time you can feel a whole lot of things. Yeah. And it was interesting what you were saying before about having, I guess, like, slightly more melancholy lyrics and, you know, juxtaposed against something really upbeat. And I often, I guess, do that because it does, I think, having a really sort of sad song with really sad chord progression is a bit much sometimes. But, I don't know. If it's like, as you can probably tell from my recent songs, they're a lot sort of story based. Now, I guess, drawn from my personal experiences, but also some of them are just stories, really.
Mm.
How are you going about promoting this? Apart from, you know, sending your EP, your promotional sampler EP out to radio stations, what else have you got planned, lined up to promote this?
Well, for this, really, it's sending it out to radio stations and hopefully getting airplay on, you know, stations like Joy FM. And but I guess I really don't have, I guess, a plan. I mean, I've sort of released this, and the reason behind this was that my EP Garden was a couple of years ago, and since then I've grown quite a bit, and I play these at live shows and got a really great reaction from them. So I really wanted to sort of put them down and, you know,
have it in the CD form.
Have it in CD form and just get people to listen to it. And yeah,
now you'll hear be what they think. You'll be performing this weekend, am I correct?
That's right. On Saturday, I'll be performing at the Empress, which will be fun. That's in North Fitzroy.
So. You might want to give Dave the exact address because I'm pretty sure he wouldn't know where it is.
Are you dissing my? You think I only?
It's not Rod Laver, all right?
You think I only do arenas? Yeah, you think I only do arenas?
So that should be really great. It's like a afternoon showcase of a few artists, including myself. And yeah, I hope you can. It starts at 4 o'clock.
Inspiration hour's over.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Time to just perform. And yeah, I hope that you guys can come along and your listeners as well.
Absolutely. So if you want more details, I'm sure we can catch it on your MySpace.
Absolutely.
Which is myspace.com/ Rosalyn Yuen, Y-U-E-N.
And we'll post a link up on our blog as well.
We already have. I'm so ahead. Like, I'm so web 2.0. It ain't funny. I've tweeted you,
it's
girl.
It's web 2.0, Dave.
Whatever. don't geek talk me. Rosalyn Yuen, thank you so much for coming on Different
Strokes
tonight.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.